He who looks upon the face of the mighty Hare will never again be the same. He will thereafter be like the lion upon the trail of the deer. Hunger will drive him to the Vardhan Marg, and he will find the Holy Spirit in time, be it through the help of the Master, the Son of Heaven, or by his own way. But be aware, for he will find it. Be on guard, lest he who seeks without the Vaiguru 7 finds those who only appear as the Holy One, claiming to be angels or saints. Let none deceive the Kila. If he who seeks is a Kila of the Vaiguru, he cannot be deceived by the Kalnaranjan. If he has not the armor of spirit, he can be misled. The girl is treacherous, and the lower worlds are filled with those who are desiring to be recognized as great deities. A vision may be the creation of the manas. Man spends much of his time viewing creations of the mind manas. Such creations are not reliable communicants. Without the clear vision of the Vaiguru, he who is the master, and the tests given by him, one cannot be assured of what he sees or hears. Every spiritual traveler, or Vaiguru, will give the word to the Kila to call upon the Master. If the vision fails to reply, then it is false. He cannot see the holy light, nor hear the holy sound. He is the blind and the deaf whose eyes and ears are sealed until the traveler arrives to unseal them. Upon arrival in the worlds of the true spirit, there is no path on which to travel, no door to open, there is no gate. There is nowhere to go because there is no need to go anywhere. This is the wonderful secret of the Hare. The Hare is within every man, but due to ignorance, man is always seeking it on the outside, seeking its word in the noises of the Pindar kingdom. 7. Vaiguru, the Supreme Guru. 14. It is true that the word, the voice of the Hare, is difficult to hear, but it is easy to submit the self to those who have it. It has always been the case that all had not received the word, and yet they had the protection of the travelers. Surrender to the Vardhan Master, who is the instrument of the Vardhan, is the great pleasure of life. This path of surrender is only used by those who are mortals. He who is mortal must follow the way of submission. Man must give himself to the Holy Spirit of the Hare. He must let the voice of silence lead him into the heavenly worlds. If he, who follows the Bani, be brave, there shall be victory, but if he be fearful, only death of the mortal self shall result. Beyond this death of the Pindasarapate there shall be nothing for him. He shall live in darkness and ignorance until the Vaiguru sees him and has compassion on his suffering. If the Vaiguru looks upon mortal man with compassion in his eyes, that mortal shall be given the instant way into heaven. He shall find himself caught up in the twinkling of an eye into the ocean of love and mercy. When the Vaiguru turns his head aside and passes on, the mortal shall continue his life suffering until he learns to ask the saint to show him the way out of the Pindar world. Love comes to one in whom the word had stirred. It is like the rushing of the mighty winds, and the tongues of fire. This message of love is translated from the word of the Hare to all the universes and to every living being. It is the message that is given to all entities living on every plane of the spiritual universes by the living Vardhan Master at the highest order. It is the difference between the recorded scriptures and the Vardhan. It glorifies the living Master and gives to those who ask the crown of life, the holy initiation into Vardhan, approved by the Vardhan Master. No Kila is ready for the initiation until he has undergone the trials of the cave of fire, and the water test. These are all encountered on the path of Vardhan, before reaching that spiritual level of initiation. Thereafter, the Kila enters into glorious life with the Hare. But until then he will be blown before the wind like the chaffs of wheat scattered over the fields. He will suffer the agonies of spirit until the burden seems too great. 8. Pindasarap, physical body. 15. And all is lost. He will drown himself in tears and pleas to the Hare to give him amity and rest. But it will appear that the divine deity has turned its face away and the Vardhan Master has forsaken him. He will yearn for peace and tenderness, but none will be forthcoming. All hope will die within him, and he will feel that his life is unworthy of anything but the Kalnaranjan, the prince of darkness and materiality. The Godman does not come into this world to make new laws, nor to destroy existing laws, but only to uphold the universal divine law, unchangeable as it is. His message is one of hope, fulfillment, and redemption for those in search of the Hare. He is a great cementing force, transcending all denominational creeds and faiths and presenting a way out of the worldly religious strongholds. He travels high into the ethereal atmosphere of the spiritual world and, like the Skylark, establishes an abiding link between the mundane life on earth and the pure spiritual heaven. All religions are subject to the Godman's love, and yet none shall bind him, for he gives to all humanity what is essentially sublime for every individual soul. The gulf that separates the pontifical heads on one hand and a truly God-intoxicated soul on the other, is vast. The God-intoxicated soul, who is the living Vardhan Master, combines in his person all that the scriptures contain and much more besides. He is the living embodiment of all that is religious, the spirit of life lying dormant in others. He is the awakened soul, transcending time and space and causation, holding the past, present and future in the palms of his hands as an open book. He is the master of the creative life impulse throbbing in all things, visible and invisible, and is able to work simultaneously on all planes, physical or terrestrial, subtle or mental, causal or ethereal, and even beyond into the supreme worlds of the enemy. He is the Word made flesh, as spoken of by John the Apostle, and dwells among all races to gradually lead the aspiring soul back to the eternal Godhead, from plane to plane with varying degrees of density. The Vardhan teachings, which he gives, promise a practical way out of the dense matter into the pure spiritual sunshine. The Vardhan, or Word, 16, manifests in the Master and is revealed to those whom he may so choose to call his own. His experience is a direct soul manifestation, unlike those who work on the intellectual plane and quote scriptures in support of what they preach. The only reason the Godman uses the scriptures is to explain correctly and interpret the spiritual experiences of soul in its journey homeward, in addition to the actual practical inner events granted to individuals. Thus he leaves no room for doubt and skepticism. All knowledge one has at this point is based upon sense perception, or derived from intellectual ratiocination. The knowledge that the true, living Master gives is direct and immediate, coming from actual soul experiences apart from the physical senses and human consciousness. His words are charged with the Vardhan currents surging within him. They sink into the inner self of the listener, leaving little doubt about the existence of soul experiences. Vardhan is the golden thread, so fine as to be invisible yet so strong as to be unbreakable, which binds together all beings in all planes, in all universes, throughout all time and beyond time into eternity. Since the first flicker of consciousness dawned on human intelligence, this thread was there, and it caused man to probe into the depths of himself to learn about the experiences of the inner life. Man is older than religions, but not older than Vardhan, for IT predates all life on earth. IT was in the beginning and the ending of all things, and is what sustains us in the present. IT's very presence is the essence of the Hare. Thus man, being older than religions but younger than the Vardhan, has caused him to wonder about this golden thread of life, and he has begun to look for the answers to the riddle of life. In the end he will learn that all religions established so far throughout the world have their origin in the Godman, the living Vardhan Master, who comes to this world, lives among humanity, and guides all footsteps to the kingdom of God. Every religion in this world is a living testimony to this sacred truth. The natural way back to God is known as Vardhanka, ancient science of Tusar, soul travel, which is an exact science embracing the purest of the original teachings. It is the 17, original of itself, and its simplicity, once grasped, is staggering to the intellect. It is the most ancient of all teachings, known to us in its earliest form through the Nakal writings, which are also hidden in the Katsapari monastery in northern Tibet under Phubi Kwans. It is the original fountain from which all faiths spring. It is the same basic truth which Yobla Sakabi expressed so concisely during his time on earth many centuries ago in a few powerful words: the Hare is the essence of everything within us. Herein lies the key. There is nothing vague or complex in this statement, nothing which cannot be applied to all persons living in the physical world. Yet few people are able to step through the tenth door which leads soul into the heavenly worlds. This is the basic principle of Vardhan. Heaven exists in all persons and all persons have access to it. All religions teach that God is within, but this is not true. It is not God, the Hare, that is within every soul, but the essence of God, or that known as the Vardhan. The methods of Vardhankar state explicitly how to find this state of consciousness which exists within soul. The road leading to this state, which is the kingdom of heaven, starts behind the eyes at a point between the eyebrows. This is the tenth door, which leads soul to the original heavenly home from which it started eons ago. When all consciousness is withdrawn from the body to focus at this point, then the marvelous journey of soul begins. The human body does not have to die to make these journeys to God. Each visit will be only temporary until one leaves the body for the last time on earth. This is the art of death in life. The meaning of this was brought forth when Ramin Uri, the great Vardhan master in charge of the Sharatkiri in the house of Moksha Atreats, the capital of Venus, said, "He that wants life badly will never have it, but he that gives it up for the Vardhan, shall have all life." This is the true meaning of the death in life struggle, for once life is given up to serve only the Vardhan, he who does so becomes blessed. Truth is manifested when one seeking God wants to be shown the Supreme Deity, for he is only to look upon the living Vardhan master to fulfill this desire. Gopaldas once stated that, "Whoever has looked upon the face of the Godman has seen the living image of God." This means, 18, the living Vardhan master has been sent to this world to serve and act for the highest reality. He has been sent by the divine power to administer to all who need him during his sojourn on earth. Those who follow the Vardhan take nothing for granted, for they must prove it for themselves. Only then will they know that God so loved them that he sent the living master to bring souls home to him, Gopaldas said, repeating the words from the Sharatkai Hari. The Kila must prepare for the journey back to God. This journey is a narrow footpath, and it is best to leave all baggage behind, for it is filled with desires and attachments. Cast off the yoke that weighs down the Kila. But the Kila keeps saying to himself, "Am I worthy of God? No one is worthy of God. It is only through the grace of the Supreme Hare that we become worthy. Only the living Vardhan master can bring this grace to those who seek it, for he is the pure instrument of God on earth. So we must keep our faith with the living Vardhan master and live in his presence as much as possible." In prehistoric times, man took an enormous leap upward from the animalistic life with the development of consciousness. Now Vardhan is giving the human race the opportunity to take another equally great step upward, into cosmic consciousness. The effect will enable man to make more spiritual progress by this second step than he made materially through the first. The Hare is what there is and all there is, so that no name can really be given it except the poetic name of God. It is neither old nor new, great nor small, shaped nor shapeless. Having no opposite, it is what opposites have in common. It is the reason why there is no white without black and no form apart from emptiness. However, the Hare, as we know it, has two parts, an inside and an outside. The inside is called Nirguna, which is to say that it has no qualities and nothing can be said or thought about it. The outside is called Saguna, which is to say that it may be considered as eternal reality, consciousness and joy. This is the part that man knows and remembers after experiencing the God realization state. Because of its joy in reaching this state, soul is capable, 19, of enjoying itself in play. This type of play is called Leela, and is like singing and dancing made up of sound, silence, motion and rest. In this kind of play, soul will lose itself and find itself in a game of hide and seek without beginning or end. This is the joy that the orthodox religions speak about, but in the losing of itself, it is obliterated, it forgets that it is the one and only reality and plays that it is the vast multitude of beings and things which make up this world. In finding itself, it is remembered, it will discover again that it is forever the one behind the many, the trunk from which the branches of a tree grow, the tree itself. It knows again that its seeming to be many is always Maya, or illusion, art and magical powers. The play of soul is like a drama in which soul is both the actor and audience. On entering the theatre, the audience knows that it is about to see a play, but the actor creates Maya, an illusion of reality which gives the audience extreme emotions of joy or terror, laughter or tears. It is in the joy and sorrow of all beings that soul, as audience, is carried away by itself as the actor. Among the many images of God is the Hamsa, the divine bird, which lays the world in the form of an egg. It is also the syllable Ham that God breathes out, scattering all galaxies in the sky. With the syllable Sa it breathes in, withdrawing all things to their original unity. The syllables Ham Sha may also be heard as Saham, or Saham, which is to say, I am that, or that soul what each and every being is. Breathing out, God is called in the lower worlds by the Indian name of Brahma, the creator. Holding the breath out, God is called Vishnu, the preserver of all these lower worlds. Breathing in, God is called Shiva, the destroyer of Maya, or illusion. This is the ancient truth without beginning or end. Soul is sent into the worlds of matter where it loses itself, and finds itself. It always lives in various forms, in periods known as days and nights. Each day and each night lasts for a kalpa, which is 4.25 million, 4,320,000, of our years. The day, which is known as Manvantara, is divided into 4 yugas or epochs which are named as in the throes of the game of dice. The first is Krita, the second, Treta, the third, Dvapara, the fourth, Kali. Krita Yuga is the golden age, the era of total delight in, 20, multiplicity and form and every beauty of the sensuous world. It endures for 1,728,000 years. Treta Yuga is a shorter era which lasts for 1,296,000 years, and is that period when everything starts to go amiss and every pleasure has some anxiety attached. Dvapara Yuga is shorter than these. It runs for 864,000 years and in it the forces of light and darkness, good and evil, pleasure and pain are equally balanced. Last comes the Kali Yuga, lasting for 432,000 years, in which the universe is overwhelmed by darkness and decay, and soul is lost in a delight which is hardly more than a disguise of horror. The form of Shiva takes place here and the universe is turned to ashes and nothingness. This is when the Lord Hari takes up all souls to the next plane, the fifth world, and destroys the lower regions in fire and ashes. Souls who have been transplanted to this upper region will sleep for 1,000 years before returning to the new worlds of matter, where they find themselves in original unity and bliss. They remain in this kalpa of 4,320,000 years in a life of total peace, before the cycle starts again. As God breathes out, the worlds are manifested. These worlds are not our own Earth planet, nor those planets and stars in the sky, but the worlds we cannot see that are hidden in the body of the tiny ant or bee. The stars of our heavenly world can be contained in the eyes of a swallow. There are also worlds around man that do not respond to our five senses, worlds which are great and small, visible and invisible, and are as numerous as the sands on the seashore. These worlds are levels of consciousness. They are made manifest by the Lord Hari and it is the divine purpose that all beings pass through these worlds at some time or other. Each soul will pass through what is the 12 paths or divisions of the wheel of becoming. This is the wheel of 84, which goes the complete round of the zodiacal circle. It is here that soul spends 84 lakhs in each zodiacal sign, and each lakh is equivalent to 100,000 years. 84 lakhs amount to 8,400,000 years. A wandering soul, making its way from birth to birth, may possibly be required to pass its long and tiresome course through all these signs of the zodiac, provided its karma calls for it. But there is an escape, and that is to meet with the living Vardhan Master and accept him. The Master will link, 21, him to the Vardhan stream of life and there are no further births for him. He is now free of the wheel of 84. He will reach that place where he is no longer desirous of the fruits of action, as all within the lower worlds are seeking action motivated by desire for results, whether good or evil. This binds them to the wheel of becoming by their karma. Each will stay bound to it as long as their ignorance is prevalent and as long as none meet with the living Godman. Each must come to that position or level of spiritual understanding in which he knows that, I have come to be, and I shall cease to be. In the words of the living Vardhan Master, Pedrazaskh, one must set aside all ideas, opinions, theories and beliefs and look earnestly and intently at the one great principle of Vardhan, the I Am. Whosoever does this will find himself awakened by the knowledge of the Divine Self, that there is no other center of the Vardhan than himself. Thus he is liberated while still in the human form, before the death of the body, and before the dissolution of all worlds at the end of the Kalpa. He has reached the state of Jivanmukti, liberation of soul via sound current. On all sides, within and without, he sees all beings, all things, all events, as only the playing of the Lord Hare in its myriad forms. He has become the co-worker with the Hare and cannot do other than the will of the Divine, for his will is that of the Highest. He is no longer able to address himself as, my soul or your soul, for now he is soul itself, and must at all times see from this specific viewpoint. No one shall reach these joyous heights of spirit unless he has been trained in the works of Vardhanka. A specific attitude and viewpoint is necessary for the satisfactory utilization of the spiritual powers. He who uses them must be free from emotional bias and entirely detached and serene in his attitude. Otherwise, he will be a failure at traveling the path to God. A knowledge of mechanics is not at all necessary for the spiritual works of Vardhanka. It is the attitude that is all important and that determines the nature of the ultimate issues of God. This attitude can only be arrived at by self-discipline and purification of soul. Thus the greater ceremonial rituals of the initiation into 22 Vardhan are unsuitable for the use of anyone save a trained initiate. But there are many minor rites that can be used by anyone who achieves a steady mind. Knowledge is secondary to all things in the spiritual works except for the issues at hand, to know whether it is right or wrong to take a specific course. Every decision in life depends upon the factors that lie behind it. The physical plane, as man sees it, is the end result of a long chain of evolutionary processes that have gone on in the more subtle planes, the realms of soul, mind, causal and astral planes. Consequently, every problem of human nature, every decision that man makes on the physical plane, will have a magnetic field of its own, an aura composed of factors from each of these levels of consciousness. The initiate realizes this because every action is composite. He must determine the relative proportion of these different factors and discern upon what level the action has its nucleus. When man comes into the state of soul consciousness, he realizes that each plane of existence has its own laws and conditions, and that these cannot be overridden by any power, however great, except by the will of the Godman. Each plane exists because of the one above it, to the extent that the powers and mechanisms can be adjusted and directed to its own conditions. Only the living Godman has power to bend any circumstances, conditions and laws of any of the planes within the universes of God. He seldom does this, nevertheless he has the authority, for he is the manifestation of the Lord Hare upon this plane, and every plane within the worlds of worlds. Man cannot change anything in life, but his own ego tells him that it is possible. These are only the false whispers of the king of the lower worlds, in order to hold soul and trap it there. As quickly as man learns that his powers are puny, the sooner will he put his feet upon the path to God by the way of Vardhanka. The sooner this is done, he will find himself being led by the living Vardhan Master, who has taken over to assist him in reaching his true home again. 23. Chapter to the Vardhan Sastras. To understand the Hare, the Lord of all universes, is to understand nothing. That known as the Hare is the owlness of life, the fountainhead of love and mercy, to be named with any name you wish. Spiritual essence is based upon the Margatma, the inner form of the living Vardhan Master. This is the radiant form, often titled the Nurisarup, which gleams like a thousand stars in the night. Until the Kila is able to view and speak with the Margatma, and to travel with him in the worlds of spiritual life, he is without true realization. To understand the Hare, in the very beginning it is best to understand the Margatma, the living Godman. This is the affirmation and declaration of the Hare, involving neither denial nor negation but a placing of full belief in the Margatma to know what God might be. Vardhan is the true path, and its own spiritual practices laid down by the Margatma lead to true knowledge of Vanare. Man should know that in soul there is being, knowing and seeing. In the mind there is nothing more than thought, volition and analysis, while in the body there is only action. All who become the channel for God will translate the Vardhan into the physical, and spread peace to those concerned. Mind is the intermediate link between heaven and earth, therefore, it is good to use the mind as an instrument, allowing the spirituality of God to flow to all living creatures. Being an instrument of God, one asks not for solace, but only to give solace, one asks not for peace, but to give peace, and one asks not for happiness but seeks only to give happiness. The lives of the saints from the ancient order of the Bhsharan remind man that everyone can make his life sublime, while in the flesh. There is no mystery for him to seek, for all is as clear as the morning sun. Man must awaken Sastas, verses 24, and rise, tread the path of Vardhan carefully and with perseverance until he has reached the great goal, with no thought of rest. If you aspire after truth, come, follow the Margatma, practice the spiritual exercises of Vardhan, experiment and realize the purport of the divine teachings. Do not praise nor condemn the works of Vardhan until its truth is realized. Man is a creature, but so is the God who rules the universes of matter. This God is the binding principle, whom those in Vardhan designate as the Kal, or Mahakal. He is the supreme deity of all the known regions of the physical universe. Bound as he is, he binds all. The idea of bondage comes from him and his Ahankar. He is the ruler of the spirito-material worlds, and as long as the unawakened soul finds itself inhabiting the realm of Kal, it cannot dream of release from the fetters of the Kal that decrees all souls should remain bound. There are always three bodies, causal, mental and gross. It is the will and the struggle of soul to become free. Ordinarily soul is confined to the planes of the lower worlds, the physical, astral, causal, mental, and subconscious. He is also confined in the fetters of a three-conditioned consciousness called wakefulness, dream state, and dreamlessness. While encased in the bounds of the lower worlds, soul has to be content with living in these conditions of Kal. The awakened soul, though, performs its functions in the spiritual worlds while living in the physical state. This is the being that lives within the physical body. It is here that he enjoys the foods of his senses, the body functions, and that which comprises life upon this plane of the material universes. This is the manner and life of the Vardhan Kila, for he takes all within this life and enjoys it, knowing that he is dead here and will not be fully alive until the body dies. Nevertheless, he does not reject the experiences of the physical senses and the body. The Atma, living in the dream consciousness of the psychic states, enjoys the subtle things of life, as thought, emotional joy, intellect, and mind stuff. All this is essential for the bodies of the psychic world, the astral, causal and mental planes. When soul takes mastery over these states through dreaming, it becomes the supreme ruler of its own universe. 25. The third state possesses neither wakefulness nor dreams. It is absorption in the state of being I am. There is a consciousness of self-knowing, that the Atma has become an inhabitant of the world of Satnam. All the bodies the Atma has used on the planes of the worlds below are at rest, were in a dreamless, sound sleep. But the Atma is full in itself, wise, and all-knowing about itself. It enjoys the ecstasy of this high world and has the power to move wherever desired, to any plane of God below or above. All existing life sprang out of the Vardhan, and exists only by the presence of the Vardhan. In the beginning there was nothing but the Vardhan, the word of the Hari, unmanifested it was, and from thence it arose into manifestation. The power within the Vardhan was polarized, and from it the vibrations of the Vardhan proceeded gradually, and innumerable worlds rushed forth into life and shape, as dew bubbles rising from the bottom of a deep spring in globular forms. Motion and action are always in the form of a curve, and from these curvilinear motions or vibrations, were created spheres upon spheres in the psychic worlds below the soul plane. The Vardhan is rooted and grounded in all life. He, She, it, I, thee and thou. It is here, there, and everywhere, permeating all directions, east, west, south and north, above and below, everywhere, in all seasons. All personalities and impersonal things have their existence in the Vardhan.